I cannot rejoice in a blighted rose. You have gone far enough in that way. I offer you my path now, if you're strong enough to accept it. Life and liberty, love and joy, health and peace, simplicity and rest. It's been there for you all along. You can have it even now, if you will. Life, liberty, love, joy, health, peace, simplicity, rest. Now, doesn't that sound like the life you signed up for? Chapter 5. I didn't sign up for disappointment with God. Okay, here's a bold confession. I have rarely been disappointed with God because I've tried my best never to risk disappointment with God. See if you can follow me. Everyone and everything in my life felt like such a disappointment. I feared that if I asked God for something and he didn't come through, I would totally fall apart. So I played the game of low expectations. One of my favorite passages is 2 Peter chapter 1, 3-9. However, I never fully understood what it actually meant until about a half hour ago. Here's the passage. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Well, in the bad old days, when I thought I was doomed to stay stuck in the life I didn't sign up for, I always camped out in verse 3. Here's what I thought it meant. God has given us everything we need, so don't be a brat and ask for more. We've got a free trip to heaven. We have God's word. We have the freedom to worship God. We have great Bible teaching available. Everything we need to grow in godliness is right there for the taking. So go to church, have your quiet time, read through the Bible every year, buy some good Christian books, and quit complaining. There's a lot of truth in the above paragraph, and it's all very fine and good as far as it goes. It just doesn't go far enough. How I managed to overlook the next verse is a mystery. Here's my big revelation. It is the promises of God that enable us to participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world. Hello! That's what it says. Silly me, I thought it was my good doctrine and my determination to go and sin no more. Yet there it is. Through them, through the promises, we find the pathway to pleasing God. How wild is that? Here I thought I was doing God a big favor by not...